Don't you think you might be overpacking?
It'll close.
You don't have to take everything at once. It's not like you're moving to Basel. One G12 is practically right next door.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not moving to 1G12. Huh? I found some great quarters over in Section F.
That's all the way on the other side of the Habitat Ring.
Dad, don't get all sentimental on me.
Wait till your son moves out on you.
I don't have a son.
Go ahead, Jake. Make jokes. One day you'll be standing where I am, and believe me, you won't like it any more than I do.
Yeah, maybe, but right now, I'm standing here, and I can't wait to spend my first night in my own place. See? I told you to close.
Now, wait, let me get this straight. I can visit anytime I want, but I have to call first. You're not available for breakfast or lunch, but I can count on one dinner a week.
Yeah, well, some weeks, maybe even two.
Ah, I have raised a very generous son. You and Nog moving in together. I can remember when I didn't even want you talking to him.
Yeah, well, things change.
They sure do.
In his quarters, Rom is busy making sure that the already immaculately ordered room is even more immaculately ordered. He minutely rearranges a lamp and an ornament in a state of expectant agitation.
Come in! Oh, it's you?
Who'd you think it was?
Nog!
How could it be Nog? His ship hasn't even docked yet.
I guess I wasn't thinking.
What else is new?
Can I help it if I'm excited? My son is coming home. Root beer? His favorite. I don't know how to thank you, brother.
10 slips in Latin I'm ought to do it.
You think he'd mind if I had one for myself?
I'd mind. My own brother drinking root beer. It's so human.
And bubbly. That's him! That's him! Come in!
Wrong again.
Constable! Care for a root beer?
No, but you have something I do want.
Whatever it is, I didn't do it.
Don't tell me. Tell the Federation Grand Jury on Inferna Prime.
Federation Grand Jury? Brother, what have you done now?
I haven't done anything. What do they want to talk to me for?
Oh, I think you know.
Odo, I have no idea what this is all about.
Well, then you'll have 8 days to try and guess. We leave immediately.
We?
I've been waiting 10 years for you to get what you deserve. Now that the big moment is finally here, I wouldn't miss it for anything. Let's go.
Brother!
What?
I'll say hi to Nog for you.
British Sky Broadcasting presents Star Trek Deep Space Nine, based on Star Trek created by Gene Roddenberry. This episode is entitled The Ascent. A huge comet rushes through space, the light of billions of stars illuminating the frozen gas it leaves in its wake. Alone in the freezing blackness of a universe littered with stars and planets, the immense space station Deep Space Nine is dwarfed by the comet as it rushes past into the depths of space. Spacecraft, tiny in comparison to the station, buzz around the circular form. The space station comprises a column and an inner and outer circle on a flat plane. The circles are huge tubes attached to each other in the central column by large metal arms. Deep Space Nine seems almost spherical. 3 semicircular arms bend vertically, equidistant apart towards the center but do not meet. Lights flash all over the space station. The regular blinking of navigation and positioning lights maintain its visibility. At one end of one of the semicircular arms, a huge starship has docked. It has the flat, saucer-shaped head, cylindrical body, and 2 engine arms of a Starfleet battlecruiser. Spacecraft of every imaginable shape, color, and dimensions are docked all around the outer circle. One spaceship unlocks itself from a docking bay and flies over Deep Space Nine, accelerating away. In the distance, the blackness of space shifts. Blue light bursts from a spatial phenomenon. From nothing, the swirling, circular shape of the wormhole becomes visible and the craft flies through it to another galaxy. As quickly as it appeared, the wormhole is gone, folding in on itself and disappearing in a flash of intense pale blue light.
So, how much longer till we reach Inferno Prime?
Oh, I'd say 191 hours and 17 minutes, give or take a day.
In that case, we better find something to occupy our time. Care for a game of Fizbin?
I don't play cards.
I'll teach you. It's a very simple game.
Let me put it another way. I don't want to play cards, and even if I did, I wouldn't want to play with you.
Afraid you'd lose? You know, Odo, I used to think all your problems stemmed from the fact that you were a changeling, isolated from your own kind, forced to live among strangers who didn't understand you. You couldn't eat, you couldn't drink, you couldn't sleep, you couldn't make love. Was it any wonder you had such a bad disposition? But you're not a changeling anymore. You're one of us. Life is yours for the taking. All you have to do is reach out and grab it. But do you? No. Because solid or changeling, you're still a miserable, self-hating misanthrope. That's who you are. And that's who you will always be.
I'm still not playing cards with you.
Fine. Then we'll just sit here for a week in silence. What are you reading?
Nothing that would interest you.
Don't be so sure.
Quark, give me that.
What are you gonna do, arrest me? He walked towards her, the wooden deck heaving to and fro beneath his booted feet. Her hands moved to the brooch at her throat. She unclasped it, and the cloak fell from her shoulders. Her wet skin glistening in the moonlight. Lightning flashed, and heaven's thunder roared in rhythm with the beating of their hearts.
All right, enough.
Odo, I take it all back. You're obviously a lot more complicated than I thought. If you like that kind of thing, I might be interested in selling you my first edition of Vulcan Love Slave.
This is work, not recreation. Books like this give me an insight into the criminal mind. It is a well-known fact that a high percentage of homicides are motivated by romantic obsession.
Well, no one gets killed in Vulcan Love Slave. But it's still a hell of a read.
Give it up, Quark. You can annoy me, bait me, question my very existence, but in the end, we both know I've won. Because when all is said and done, I'll be heading back to Deep Space Nine, and you'll be spending the rest of your life in a Federation penal colony.
I'm not there yet. Look, Odo, give me a chance. At least tell me what the charges are.
I'm afraid I can't do that. This is a high security investigation. I'm not allowed to discuss the specifics with anyone. Now, you'll excuse me. I have some reading to do.
Cadet Nar, reported for duty, sir.
At ease, Cadet.
Oh. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
I remember my sophomore year field study, Starbase 137. When I first got there, I was a little apprehensive. But it turned out to be one of the best experiences of my life.
Yes, sir.
Now, the key to field study is simple. Keep your eyes and ears open, follow orders, and try not to get in the way.
Yes, sir. Very good, sir. I won't let you down.
I'd like to say on a personal note, I'm glad you and Jake are going to be roommates.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure the two of you are going to have a lot of fun together.
Yes, sir. Time permitting, sir. I mean, if I'm not too busy. After all, I am here to work. Don't worry, sir. I'll look after him for you. Set a good example. Keep him out of trouble.
You inspire me with confidence, Cadet. Dismissed.
How'd it go?
I inspire him.
Congratulations. Now don't let him down.
You can count on me, sir. Lights!
So, what do you think?
I think I've died and gone to the Divine Treasury. After living in cadet barracks for the past year, this is going to be paradise.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
We're on our own now.
No one to tell us what to do.
Yeah. Well, before we unpack, we should call maintenance to clean this place.
They were here yesterday.
If you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. I'll do the clean on the odd number days, and you'll do it on the even ones.
We're going to clean every day?
No, just the odd and even ones. Look, I better start bringing in my things. I don't want to be up too late unpacking.
So what do you want to do tonight? Dom Ja to Hollow Suites?
I wish I could, but once we eat and unpack, it'll be time for bed. Lights out at 2200.
I haven't gone to bed that early since I was 12.
Go to sleep whenever you want. But don't forget, we're hitting the gym at 0430.
The gym?
Muscles, Jake! You know, those things that are supposed to go between your bones and your skin?
I've heard of them.
Good, because by the time I'm done with you, you'll have some of your very own.
Jake watches Nog leave with a look of concern. He leans back into his seat and flexes his muscles, testing them beneath his shirt. He sucks in his stomach and puffs out his chest and then slumps back into a prone, relaxed posture. On the shuttle, Quark flicks cards across the cabin, trying to land them on a chair. He seems to have been playing it for a while. Odo enters and sits with a bowl of soup.
You're doing it again.
Doing what?
Smacking your lips.
No, I'm not.
There. Don't you hear that?
The only thing I've heard for the past 4 days is you complaining.
This whole runabout is alive with annoying little noises. Listen.
To what?
That buzzing noise.
I don't hear a thing.
It started over an hour ago.
If you don't like the noises in here, why don't you go into the back?
Because it's even colder back there than it is up here.
Quark, leave the temperature controls alone.
I will when I get it
right.
There it is again. What? That buzzing noise. Don't you hear it?
With all this lip smacking, how could I hear anything?
Where's it coming from?
Inside your head.
Shh. I said be quiet! It's coming from here.
It's probably a defective anodyne circuit.
Defective anodyne circuits make a hissing sound. This is a buzz. We better open up this hatch.
If this is some sort of convoluted plot to escape.
Stop being so suspicious. That's odd. The buzzing's changed pitch.
It's gotten louder, too. I can hear it now. What could it be?
Let's find out. Don't tell me. Let me guess.
It's a bomb.
Next time I tell you I hear something, maybe you'll listen.
Let's hope there is a next time. I'm gonna get a transporter lock on this thing and beam it out of here.
What if it's set to go off and someone tries to transport it?
Now what do you suggest? We wait for it to explode?
Fine. Beam it out. But at least try and channel the explosion to the transporter buffer.
I hope this works.
We're safe.
Wouldn't be so sure about that. Comm systems down, navigational arrays failing, environmental controls are badly damaged. We're losing atmosphere.
What now?
Now we find some place to land.
Land? You mean crash?
It's either that or wait for our lungs to explode in the vacuum of space. I picked up a Class L planet on long-range scanners.
Barely habitable.
More habitable than this thing's gonna be in a few minutes.
Oh, close.
Close enough, I hope. If we live through this, whoever planted that bomb is going to regret it.
Believe me, you don't want to get anywhere near the Orion Syndicate.
The Orion Syndicate? Is that who the grand jury's investigating?
I thought you knew.
If I knew you were involved in the Orion Syndicate, you'd be on the Defiant right now, surrounded by half my deputies.
Let me guess. You pretended to know more than you did, so I think I have nothing to hide and say something to incriminate myself.
Something like that?
This is all your fault.
You're the one who's a member of the Orion Syndicate.
I'm not a member. I just know people who know people who know some other people, and besides...
The shuttle has crash-landed on a planet and is perched precariously on a rocky outcrop.
Someone adjust the temperature. It's freezing in here.
Actually, it's freezing out there.
Out there? Yeah. Now I remember. You were apologizing for almost getting us both killed.
If that's how you remember it, you must have hit your head harder than I thought you did.
I guess there's nothing we can do now, except send out a distress signal and wait to be rescued.
Good plan. Except we lost the comm system in the explosion.
That's not good.
Gets worse. The replicator's been destroyed. From what I can tell, the local plants are poisonous.
Then I guess we're stuck with field rations.
That's right. One package for you, one package for me. The rest...
I know. Destroyed in the explosion. So now what?
Now we either freeze to death or starve to death. Take your pick.
It's about time you woke up. I thought you were gonna sleep all day. You should stretch a little before you start your workout.
I think I'll pass this morning.
You pass every morning.
You can work out for the both of us.
You don't know what you're missing. A healthy body, a healthy mind.
Please, Nog, no cliches before breakfast. Orange juice, extra large. A healthy way to start the day.
A writer and a poet.
What's this?
Past prologue.
What's it doing here?
I found it while I was cleaning up. Really, Jake, is it that hard to keep this place clean?
You read my story? What'd you think?
Disposal is spelled with an I.
That's it? That's all you have to say?
I didn't really read it for content. I mostly corrected your spelling and grammar.
You changed my words?
Just a few. A preposition here, some punctuation there.
You can't change a writer's words without his permission. That's sacrilege.
All right. Next time I'll let you make the changes.
There won't be a next time. From now on, if you see my stories lying around here, don't read them. Don't even touch them. Just leave them right where they are.
No problem. Just put them away when you're not working on them. Time to hit the shower. Duty calls. Remember, start with the lighter weights and work your way up.
Quark, what are you doing back there? You need any help? You want help? Here. I thought you were supposed to be repairing the subspace transmitter.
I was.
Oh, what's it doing out here?
The signal booster's completely shot, which means there's no way we can transmit a distress signal through a planetary atmosphere.
I see. So you tore it out of the wall in frustration.
Actually, I came up with a way to save our lives.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is haul this transmitter to higher ground. More altitude, less atmosphere. Go high enough, and we might be able to get a signal out.
And how much higher do we have to go?
Carry the 7, take the square root, times pi. I'd say, that high.
Quark points under Odo's nose and raises his finger in the direction of a mountain in the distance. It is the tallest of a huge range of snow-capped peaks. Odo cuts blankets into a warm suit.
I'm ready when you are.
Where'd you find that?
In the back. It's pretty cozy.
Great.
I won't need this. I'll just get a suit for myself. We can be on our way.
Don't bother. This is the only one that wasn't destroyed in the explosion.
You mean there's only one survival suit and you're going to wear it?
Finders, keepers. Besides, carrying this transmitter up the mountain should keep you warm.
Odo, wearing the survival suit jacket, leads Quark wearing the trousers and carrying the transmitter up a rocky slope of tumbling water. They struggle to balance on the slippery surface.
Here we go. How could it be so cold when the sun is shining?
It isn't much of a sun. This isn't much of a planet. And you've got a lot of nerve complaining about being cold when you're the one wearing the jacket.
Well, you agreed to take turns.
Under duress.
Oh, I hate this. Now, if I was still a changeling, I could have shapeshifted into a Borean pterodactyl and flown that damn transmitter to the top of the mountain hours ago.
You're the one who wanted to be a solid.
I never wanted to be a solid.
Oh, please. I used to see you coming into the bar, watching Morn eat, eyeing my customers as they gambled and flirted with the double girls, wishing you were one of them. Not to mention your platonic friendship with a certain Bajoran major.
That's the kind of psychological insight you dispense with your drinks. It's a wonder you have any customers.
Deny it all you want. But the fact is, your people gave you what you wanted. You're one of us now. And I can finally sit on a chair and know with absolute certainty that it isn't you.
Quark! Quark!
What?
If you damaged that transmitter...
I'm fine. Thank you very much. And so is the transmitter.
Here, let me help you up.
No, thanks. I think I'll just lay here and freeze to death.
All right, you've made your point. I'll carry the transmitter for a while.
And I get to wear the jacket.
But I get the trousers.
You did a good job today, Nog. You've an excellent grasp of mechanical engineering.
The Ferengis have a natural talent for figures, sir.
So what's your posting tomorrow?
Cargo Bay 6, customs inspection.
Oh, well, that could be interesting.
If you're planning on being a customs inspector.
With a pat on his back, O'Brien lets Nog go to his quarters. He steels himself for what he will find.
Hey, Nog.
Not again. When I left this morning, this place was spotless.
Yeah, that was 9 hours ago.
You can't keep our quarters clean for one day?
A man's gotta live. Sometimes living is messy.
But it doesn't have to stay messy. I'm going to the Replimat to get something to eat. And when I come back, I expect to see this place straightened up.
I'm working on a story right now. I'll do it in the morning.
This isn't a story. It's computerized Domjot.
Sometimes when I get stuck, I play Domjot. It clears my mind.
Well, while you're at it, how about clearing a path to the bedroom?
I told you, I'm busy.
Jake, this isn't what we agreed to.
We didn't agree to anything. You've been shouting orders ever since you moved in here. I'm not in Starfleet.
Lucky for you, you won't last a day at the Academy.
You're right. I'd die of embarrassment wearing those pajamas.
You know, I don't have to take that from an undisciplined jerk like you. Enjoy your Domjot.
Where are you going?
Anywhere but here! I'll get my things in the morning.
I'll pack them for you.
But don't bother. You can fold a shirt if your life depended on it.
What's that over there?
It's just another stone.
I can't believe it. I've been walking for 3 days, and I haven't seen a single beetle. I could really go for a beetle right now, any kind of beetle, just as long as it had a little meat on it.
There are no beetles, Quark.
A nice slug would do.
There are no slugs either. No slugs, no beetles, no worms, no snails, nothing but rocks and trees, and we can't eat any of it.
If I collapse from hunger, you've got to carry me and the transmitter.
You are not going to collapse. We're almost to the tree line. After that, we've only got a few more hours of climbing left before we can set up the transmitter.
A few hours? You mean like three?
More like six.
I could do six. Seven might be pushing it, but six I could do.
Come on.
Cresting a huge rock face, they stop in shock. Valleys and hills lie before them. The mountain rises up beyond them.
Forget about 6 hours. It's more like 6 days.
$10,751, $10,752.
Walk.
$10,750. Walk! I just want to know how far we're going. Every step down means an extra step up.
Fine. Count to yourself. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Fine. But don't talk to me. It's hard keeping track.
By the time the grand jury gets through with you, you'll be counting years instead of steps.
You know what's going to make all this worthwhile? The look on your face when they let me go.
Let you go? I don't think so.
And you call yourself a detective. The Orion Syndicate tried to kill me. They never kill their own. They don't need to. Any one of them would take their own life before testifying against the Syndicate. Don't you get it? I'm not a suspect. I'm a witness. Now you made me lose count.
10,785.
Thank you.
Now let me get this straight. You were never a member of the Orion Syndicate?
I hate to disappoint you.
But you must have tried to join.
I don't want to talk about it.
Now, if I remember correctly, the Orion Syndicate has a membership fee, quite a substantial one. And the Ferengi Commerce Authority did seize all your assets. Oh, it's even worse than that, isn't it? You never could afford to join, could you? All those years of scheming and lying and cheating, and you're still too small time for the Orions. Well, I guess you're not as successful a businessman as you think you are.
Which means you spent the last 10 years of your life trying to catch a nobody. With little success, I might add. So you tell me, which one of us is the bigger failure? 10,788. 10,789. 10,790. 10,791.
Snail juice, extra shells. Make it a double. Captain, may I join you?
Be my guest.
I wanted to ask you about Nog. You know, my son?
I think I've met him.
Have you noticed anything strange about him lately?
He seems fine to me. He's just more dedicated than when he left.
I've noticed.
A year at the Academy will do that to people.
You think it's the Academy?
What else could it be?
I was afraid he might be a changeling. So while he was asleep, I drew some blood, just to make sure. It's been 8 hours. So far, so good.
Rom, he's still your son. He's just taking his duties very seriously, that's all.
Nog's moved back in with me, you know. It's horrible. He put me on report the other day. Said my toolkit was untidy. That's the exact word he used. Untidy.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. He's just going through a phase, that's all.
I was hoping living with Jake would relax him.
I'm afraid Jake's going through a phase of his own. I don't know what's so difficult about putting a dirty dish back into the replicator.
Nog says Jake is a slovenly, undisciplined, unfocused writer.
Not an unfair assessment. You know, I sometimes wish Jake had a little more of Nog's self-discipline.
And I wish Nog had Jake's ability to enjoy himself. Those two could learn a lot from each other.
If we could only get them in the same room.
The mountain stretches into the distance, and Quark and Odo shelter beneath an outcrop to sleep.
Quark, wake up. We've got a mountain to climb. Quark! Quark? Quark? Quark!
Wake up. Wake up. Wait. Stop hitting me!
I thought you were dead.
And you saw that as an opportunity to vent years of hostility towards me?
Towards me? Towards me? Hostility? What's wrong?
What?
I said, what's the matter?
I'm deaf. I'm deaf. In my right ear, I can't hear anything. Hello? 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 Hello?
Would you stop doing that?
You don't understand. I wanted Ferengi is only half a man. We gotta get out of here. My body's shutting down. It's too cold. There's not enough to eat. I'm dying!
We both are!
I'm not dying!
Here. You can have the rest of my rations.
These aren't rations. These are crumbs. You can't climb a mountain on crumbs.
Fine. I'll go by myself.
You gonna leave me?
What do you want me to do? Stay here and trade insults until we both starve to death? I'd rather take my chances on the mountain.
Whose turn is it to carry the transmitter?
Yours.
Figures. Figures? Figures?
I hate this transmitter, and I hate this mountain. And most of all, I hate the Orion Syndicate for stranding us here.
I think we both know who's really to blame.
Don't try and blame this on me, Constable. It was your job to get me to Eterna Prime safely.
But you never told me the Orion Syndicate was after you.
You never asked.
If I had, would you have told me the truth? Or would you have lied? Like you lie about everything.
Have I ever told you how much I hate that smug, superior attitude of yours?
Have I ever told you how much I hate your endless whining, your pathetic greed, your idiotic little schemes?
Well, I hate...
What do you hate?
You.
Well, that's fine with me. Because I hate you, too. You're nothing but a petty thief!
You're an arrogant prude.
Lecher!
Freak!
Fraud!
Fascist!
Failure! Quark.
What?
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
I'm not. My leg is broken.
Quark makes a makeshift stretcher from two branches and some of the blanket.
That should hold it together. Now, just have to get you on it.
Stop looking at the leg. You'll pass out again.
Not looking at it doesn't help. Still, it's there.
I'm the one who should be struggling to stay conscious. I'm the one who's in excruciating pain.
Speaking of pain, this is probably going to hurt.
Quark, there's no way you're going to be able to drag me up that mountain.
Just watch me.
Stop trying to be a hero. You'll get to the top faster if you leave me behind.
Don't you get it? I'm not trying to rescue you. I'm taking you along as emergency rations. If you die, I'm going to eat you.
You're joking.
Waste not. Not. Comfortable?
Not really.
Join the club.
Hoisting the transmitter straps over his shoulders, Quark grabs the two branches and begins to pull the stretcher behind him. The minutes stretch into hours as he drags the wounded constable over the rocky terrain. Tree stumps, rubble, snow, slippery rocks and ice make the way forward extremely treacherous, and every jolt of the stretcher jars Odo's leg. They stop to rest. Odo shivers uncontrollably and watches as Quark tests the transmitter.
Hold on!
It's over.
What do you mean it's over?
I can't move. We'll have to set up the transmitter here.
We're not high enough. You'll have to leave me here and go on by yourself.
Don't you understand? I can't do it. I'm half frozen. I haven't eaten for days. My muscles won't work anymore. Odo? Say something.
What is there to say? If we stay here, we're dead.
I can't go any further.
If Sisko were here, do you think he'd give up? Or Worf? Or Dax?
They're not here.
That's right. It's just us. Give me the transmitter.
What for?
Just give it to me.
What are you doing?
What does it look like?
You'll never make it.
Maybe not.
You're trying to embarrass me, aren't you? You're trying to shame me into carrying that thing the rest of the way on my own. That's not gonna work. You might as well accept the inevitable and die with dignity. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna lie here and die.
My brother, get the bar. My nephew, he'll be completely corrupted by the Federation and become a Starfleet captain. And my bones will lie here and freeze, unsold and unmourned.
Gathering his strength, Quark forces himself to his feet and stumbles up the slope towards Odo.
Try not to break your other leg while I'm gone.
I'll do my best.
Good luck.
Come in. I thought you were gonna call first.
Well, we got a problem.
Well, what's wrong?
According to station regulations, these quarters require two occupants or more. I'm afraid you're gonna have to move out.
Well, smaller quarters, all right, if I have to.
Well, that's the problem. There are no smaller quarters available.
So where do I go?
I guess back home with me.
You're kidding.
Well, unless we can find you another roommate. Cadet!
Sir, I really must protest.
Cadets don't have that privilege. Neither do you. Now, I know the two of you are very different people, but you're still friends, and somehow, some way, you make this work.
I don't know. Neither do I.
Well, I do, and I'm your captain. And I'm your father. And what I say goes. Good day, gentlemen.
Well, place hasn't changed much, has it?
I guess not. Are you gonna start cleaning again?
No. I gotta study.
Good, because it'll take a long time to clean up this pigsty.
It's not that bad.
It's bad.
Yeah.
You wanna go to the gym? Healthy body, healthy mind.
I have a better idea. How about a game of Dom Shot? I'll let you break.
You're on.
Higher up the mountain, the weather has turned worse. Strong winds pull at Quark as he pulls himself up a 45-degree gradient. Ice has formed around his earlobes, and the pain of any movement shows on his face as he pushes the transmitter before him.
Quark! Quark! Quark!
Begin recording. Chief of Security's log. Final entry. It looks like Quark didn't make it. Can't say I'm surprised. You'll find his body farther up the slope. No doubt he'd want you to vacuum desiccate his remains and auction them off. Not that they're worth much. As for myself, cremate me, stick my ashes in my bucket and shoot me through the wormhole. I might as well end up where I began. Or better yet.
Odo suddenly dematerializes and reappears on the Defiant orbiting above the planet.
Bashir to infirmary. Prepare an IV drip of polynutrient solution.
Aye, sir.
I'm alive.
Yes, I'm gonna see you stay that way.
Quark?
We found him on top of the mountain, slumped over a subspace transmitter.
You mean he made it?
If it wasn't for a signal, we never would have found you. Looks like he saved both of your lives.
I was afraid you'd say that.
Odo and Quark lie in adjacent beds. Intravenous drips hang beside them in the peace of the infirmary.
Odo. Odo, you awake?
I am now.
We survived.
We did.
I bet you were surprised. I actually made it all the way to the top.
Astounded.
You remember back there when I told you I hated you? And you told me you hated me.
Vividly.
I just wanted you to know. I meant every word of it.
So did I.
The End, voiced by Marston York for British Sky Broadcasting.
A glimpse into their own future. The survival of humanity hangs in the balance.
He's dead.
Hope of a Federation. But what enemy will be faced?
The lead ships are overtaking us.
In its creation.
Surgeons, eat up!
Couldn't agree more.
All new Enterprise, Monday, 8 o'clock, Sky One.